This is the Audio Swarm Podcast.
Hitting the business objectives that you want to hit.
So just make sure that you're staying up to date with any of these trends.
We actually care about what we're talking about.
Welcome back, gang. It's the Nectar Guys on the Audio Swarm Podcast. We're here with Andy Wolf, Matt Anderson, I'm Justin Oxner. Today, we're going to talk about why you still need a website. Evidently, people today are still online or on the line, some people like to say. So you still need a website to connect with your audiences. And it's going to be more than a web or more than a Facebook page. Everybody's on social media, but you're still going to need a website. We'll talk about the importance of Google and search engine optimization, SEO. We'll talk about mobile optimization, maybe a little bit about pricing, and how a website can help you tell your story and the opportunities that lie therein. But right now, we're going to kick it over to Andy to start us off.
Sure. Justin, thanks for the intro. Gang, welcome back. We're excited to be here again. I just dropped my phone. It happens. But anyway, back to the topic at hand, websites. Why we still need a website. In the day and age of Facebook and business pages, other tools out there that get your name out there, your brand out there, all important. We understand that. We're all about it. But website is still important more than ever. It's a way for people to find you. It's what people search for when they're looking for business hours, for information, for their next move with your brand. So they're very important, but it's important. Before I'm cutting Matt off. I like
I was
to do that.
To get you off first,
well,
so that's fine.
He likes to. I like to. It's a back and forth. But I like to talk over Matt because I like my voice better than Matt's. So yeah, I don't like to hear Matt's voice as much. but anyway. Understanding how important websites are still and that it's achievable and it can really be a benefit for you. It's doing it the right way and getting it in front of the right people. So we'll talk in depth, like Justin had said, about SEO and using Google, because Google's not going anywhere. It is. I don't know if you've ever heard of this little company called Google, but they're pretty much built and designed for you and can benefit you and to get your brand out there.
So I have a Facebook page. Why do I need a website, Andy?
Well, I mean, credibility, as we've talked about in previous podcasts, somewhere where people, I mean, if you are, and I use the restaurant analogies a lot because that's my background, and I've, you know, spent a lot of time in marketing different restaurants that I've worked for. And obviously, I like food, so I like to eat out and go to restaurants and see where the next restaurant is and what they have to offer. And as well and good as a Facebook page is for that business, and I know I'm sure we'll get some kickback here, but Facebook, you can actually, you know, put your menu on there for that reason as well. But it's just text. It's just, you know, the nuts and bolts, the bare minimum of what you can do on there for that. So, you know, having the website for those reasons, for people to find you, as again, I'm using the restaurant example, is you can throw pictures, images, which are the same thing, and video on there to really enhance that viewpoint for your restaurant. And it's very valuable because, you know, for example, I was one night in my hometown. I was back when I was working there. I was the GM of a restaurant in my hometown area. And there was a local restaurant I really liked to dine at. And I was really craving something from them that night. And I, you know, having dined there multiple times already, I pretty much knew inside and out what I wanted or what they had at least. But, you know, as some of us out there can attest, sometimes you need a visual. You just got to look at the menu, see what it is. Maybe something triggers your fancy. And maybe you want to try something new. So I went on Google and I searched for that restaurant in particular and went to look for the website or something where I could find a menu to look at, and came up short. I saw a Facebook page, which is awesome. Facebook page is great. Like you had said, Facebook is relevant. Obviously, it's huge.
Right.
But in depth, you know, clicking their Facebook page, didn't find a menu, didn't find anything referencing their food. So then I went down through the search, you know, a little bit farther, scrolling down the page, and still no website. No
website.
No .com, no .anything.
Wow.
So that right there actually deterred me from dining with them. This was a problem. So even though I knew the menu and knew that there was food there that I liked, I wanted to see it, and not being able to see it or make a decision or have a reference, a point of view from a website, it deterred me from ordering there.
They lost a customer that day.
And so, you know, as much as people want to say, you don't need a website, you don't need to do this, it's that credibility thing. It's building that foundation with your guests, because everybody looks for that online. They want to know that you have a website. Do you have a website? Where do I go? How do I find you? It's all relevant information, and it's a necessity we feel.
Yeah, it is a necessity. We live in a digital world today. Everybody's online. They're using their phones, their apps, they're using their tablets, their laptops. They're looking for things online. You almost need to have that presence there, have that home base. And furthermore, other than just, hey, here's our menu, I mean, maybe they can attach a PDF to that so that you've got that available, or if they build it into the page, whatever they want to do with that, it's more than just that menu for a restaurant. It's for any other business. You can use that space to really be your home base to tell a story. Am I right?
Absolutely. I mean, and Justin's a big believer in the storytelling part of how things are trending right now. Everything's a story. And if you tell a good one, utilizing the tools on the website, the idea that people will buy into your story, you use that, I don't know what the word is I'm looking for, but the passion shows through and people buy into you a little bit more. If they can see you one-on-one, get to know who you are a little bit better through that vehicle. Remember, the website's just a vehicle you're using to express your story. Right, Justin? I mean, let's talk about that story with the website. How can people use that?
To tell who you are, really. You can say who you are that opened this business, why you did it, the location, maybe some of the intricacies of your food, why you put certain things on the menu. Anything that can help connect on a deeper level with your customer is going to make them come in to your establishment more often than not. If you can build that connection, your website's a way that you can do that, and that can help you gain a customer. Like you said, that restaurant lost a customer that night because you couldn't even find their website. If they have that website and they have a little information about themselves, a little bit about what food they've got there, what's going on, if they've got live events or anything like that, if you build that extra connection, it can give them a reason to come into your store.
Absolutely. And that triggered something in my brain here. Now, it's not just necessarily a restaurant you've searched. I know the restaurant, and we're going to just keep using this restaurant analogy through this podcast because it's easily relatable, right, guys? So you know the restaurant you want to go eat at. You want to see the menu that they want to see. That's all well and good. But what happens when you're searching for food in my area, food near me? That's where the Google machine comes in, right? So you're searching for food in your area. What restaurant are you probably going to go to? The one that's relevant with a website that you can go research.
Right? The one that's got some presence online.
Absolutely.
If you're not there, you can't find it.
If you're not there, you can't find it. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right?
Right.
So you've got an opportunity to have your brand in front of people, and you're not taking it. That's not beneficial for you. So tying in again to the search part, Google searching food near me, restaurants near me, getting your business or your website, once you have it, to be seen there is a unique skill set, and there's things you have to do as well, right, guys?
Yeah. Right. So people still Google things today. They still want to search for things, like you're alluding to with this restaurant. You want to search for something. If you don't have a website, you don't have any of those keywords on the back end for that search engine optimization for Google to even rank you. So you want a website to give you relevance and have some of that SEO so that you're found when people are searching and you pop up in that list of results. So can you dig a little bit more into what you can do with your website to make sure you pop in?
Well, I mean, there's even the part of where you're talking about just typing in and Googling, but voice services nowadays, right? Whether it's a Google Home, Siri on Apple phone, there's a lot more of these things where you're not just necessarily typing things in anymore. So people are still searching. We're saying like in the website versus like a social media, right? When you do these voice activation services, hey, Siri, find me a restaurant near me, or what restaurants are there near me? They're searching the websites. They're not searching Facebook and Twitter to pull all that stuff up for you. They're searching those things. So it's very important to do it as more and more voice activation thing comes. I mean, that's going to be some down the road where it's going to be like an SEO. Because I've read articles where it's, how are you going to make sure you're going to be that first recommendation that Siri or the Amazon Echo brings up when you're talking to it, right?
I really hate to do this, but that's a great point, Matt. I really do hate to give you a compliment, but that was
Are we recording, Andy? Are we recording that?
Is this thing on?
Is this good? But yeah, but I mean, it's just another reason to be important about that is whether it's typing search in Google or voice activation type stuff. And then you hit on it even when you're looking for near you. So it's Google and it's Google Maps. Like there's a lot of times Google Maps you just go to whether it's on your phone or laptop and you can just search for restaurants. Like making sure that you're even relevant to where your location is on a website.
Absolutely.
Or on the map even. So it pops up when people do look at a map. So there's importance to that as well.
Well, yeah, and when you do make that search – and you type that in or you use voice on your phone, Siri, whatever the case may be, and the search pops up and you get the list of 10, 12 different restaurants. When you click on that, it shows the review, right, guys? It shows five-star, four-star.
Yep.
It shows the name. It shows the hours right away. When you click on that specific restaurant, what usually pops up? Call button, directions, and one more little icon, website. They don't throw the Facebook button in there. They don't throw this or that. If it's not there, the odds that I'm clicking through are probably slimmer.
I mean,
so
you brought this up too. Like if when you're searching for a website or a restaurant and it doesn't pop up, what pops up in its place?
Competitors.
You don't have control over what pops up. Then if someone's searching for your company and competitors pop up or say it's a bad review, like, it's going to try and find those words somewhere. So it's you have no control over what's going to pop up. So, like, are you okay with that being the case?
Right. Good point. Control. You can control what pops up if you have the website.
That's if for those keeping track at home, that's two times now in this podcast that Justin said good
Dang
point.
It.
So
I need to watch that.
I'm keeping track. I got a score sheet over here.
That's two.
I think that's one that we probably need to post out there in the digital world on some social media platform or something. Two times he's been praised for quality content. It's amazing, guys.
So you're right. Okay, I did compliment Matt twice today. But we were also talking about that search engine optimization and what you can do on the back end on your website to do that. And let's go hit on that quick.
Sure. There's a few things you can do. I mean, a lot of things, but we'll cover a few in this episode as efficiently as we can. But there are different things, meta tags, tagging, keywords, headings, titles, making sure you don't do, like there's some different things that we've seen examples of how this has happened incorrectly on websites, but you want, this is where text is king. You want to put the right content, the right verbiage. You want to put headings because the analytics on the Google side will pull headings, titles, keywords to your business, business information. It'll pull, if you've got images, tying tags to that image. So saying, hey, if you've got an image of a hamburger and fries on your site, it's one of your menu items, on that image, you want to tie tags to it. So you want to put food and beverage, delicious food. You want to put restaurants. You want to put hamburgers. You want to tie every keyword, every tag that you can to that image so that when Google is pulling that, those keywords that people are typing are what gets pulled up. I know even on minuscule websites that I've done in the past, when I've put an image onto a Google search and put a tag on, when I search something, that image, and you hit the image button on Google, it all pops up in there. So it's out there. But you want to do it the right way, efficiently, right?
So you want to be deliberate in the words that you choose for those headlines on
Absolutely.
Your website and all of that. You want to make sure that you're writing for your audience and using the correct words that'll pop up in that search engine optimization.
Yeah, you want to make sure that that's relevant to your business model, your products, your services, that you want people, you want to research or understand what are people going to search when they're trying to find you. And so being in that vicinity of everybody else when your competitors are doing the same thing. If you're not doing it, don't think the other guys aren't doing it, because clearly mm-hmm. they are. When they come up in a search, they're there.
Right.
So you want to get the relevant, like you said, be deliberate in your word choice. You want to have it and search through the entire website. Make sure that you're covered on all bases. I know when we built our website, we went through every image, made sure that there were keywords tied to it. We went through every page. We made sure the titles were correct. Our business information was correct. If we had hours, which in our case, we don't. we're just always on. But if you do, like, and that restaurant business model again, your hours, those are huge. If people are looking for what's open after 10, maybe that's something that, that keys in. We're just throwing ideas out here. Mm-hmm. But all this is relevant, and it all comes down to that website. And if you don't have one, the odds of you being seen there are probably a little slimmer.
So, yeah, you got to do a little bit of thinking, do a little preparation, make sure you're ready to launch your website and to hit your target audience and give them what they're looking for. So if you're creating a new page, Google has something that they do that they kind of crawl your website looking for these keywords. You want to dig a little more into that?
Yeah, it's like a jump start almost if you're creating a new page, because eventually people visit your page. Eventually, they'll come up in Google search results. And as that happens, Google slowly will kind of go through your site and start to read through those metadata tags and know, like, what words and keywords you have. And you should just be a website. It's just Google website crawler. But now if you type in Google website crawler into your browser, it'll just be right there at the top on the results page. And you just put in the address of your new website, and then you hit go, and then Google will force a crawl throughout your entire page and start indexing it for its searches. So there's a lot of other things that it does take into account with it, but sometimes that's a good way to jumpstart. And I believe, like, it's meant for new pages, but I think that you can do it if you're going to update your page. Maybe you did a huge overhaul, and it can kind of go back through your website and help re-index it. So sometimes that's a good way to go through, is just the Google website crawler.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point too, Matt, with the, you know, an overhaul essentially of your site regularly, because, you know, all of that stuff is well and good. If you've got the content in there, you've got the words set correctly, you've got the headings, the images have tags, you've done that, you've gone through the web crawler, mm-hmm. and they've searched it and they're ready to go. That's all great and it works, but you also have to update regularly.
Yep, it's just
and so it's the same thing. That overhaul word is kind of the revamp, constantly updating it, because that throws into the algorithm of Google as well and ranks higher, because if you're active, if you're in there, it shows that you're updating and your content is relevant in the moment.
Yeah, don't let your website get stale. Keep it fresh, and keep it updated. Something else that we could talk about with this is everybody's on mobile. We've talked about searching for mobile, and if you're close to somewhere, you also want to make sure your website is working on that mobile device. You don't want it to pop up and have images be completely left off, or everything's off center. You make them have to resize, and then it's tiny. You can't see it. So you kind of have to optimize it for that mobile audience as well, because everybody's on the move today. So, Andy, can you jump in a little bit with that?
Yeah, I mean, right now we all know mobile's king. Attention is everything for your business, right? And where is the attention right now? When you look at, using that restaurant example again, if you're out dining and you look over at the three or four tables sitting next to you, what are the odds they're in conversation or on their cell phone? The trend right now is people are on their phones. And I know it gets all this negative publicity of just have a conversation now, just do this and that. Well, they are having conversations within the cell phone. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. And that's a different topic. But understanding that that's where the attention is. So yep. Why wouldn't you want your business in front of there? And so having your phone or your mobile optimization is key. Having your website on the mobile device being efficient as possible and having your brand seen through that device the right way, the way they would, you would want them to see on a desktop or a tablet.
Yeah. And that's really what digital marketing is going to. It's trying to be where people are, getting relevance to where people are searching and helping them find your brand or your business so that you can, in the end, make money.
Absolutely. That's the end all goal, right? You want exposure. You want people to come to you and buy from you or use your service or buy your product or eat at your restaurant. Well, get the information for your business in front of them in the right efficient way. And so, you know, I love talking about this stuff. This is what fires us up, guys. And being able to share with some of the, you know, failures that we've had in the past or successes and just knowing that these things are some things that we maybe not didn't do in the past, you know, or didn't understand fully. And now that it's come to light and we've practiced it a little bit, we see the results and it works. This stuff works. So, you know, take the time to understand it or to learn. And if you don't have the time, I mean, there's people here like us that can help you with that.
Yes, you're right, and we are Nectar Marketing at nectarmarketing.com. If you want somebody else to help you with your website to do some of these things, we can certainly do that for you. Reach out to us at connect@nectarmarketing.com. That's NEKTR marketing.com. And you've been listening to the Nectar Guys on the Audio Swarm talking about websites today. Have a good one.